The Boston Celtics have found a way to go up 3-1, even though they made it look a little questionable for a few minutes there in Cleveland without Donovan Mitchell, without Jared Allen. But they did it, and it feels a little bit classic of the Boston Celtics team. They lost game two in the first round. They lost game two in the second round. And they let teams hang around at certain points, and then they hit the gas pedal, George. Seems like what they've been doing.
They sure do.
Well, we'll talk a little bit of Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtics today, and I'm going to start you off with one stat that's real and one stat that's fake, and then give you a little quiz, then we'll talk about these guys.
All right.
Let's start with the stats. Jason Tatum, this is stat number one. Jason Tatum has more playoff games shooting below 40%, 31 times, than he has shooting above 50%. 22 times. So more games shooting below 40 than he has shooting above 50. Stat number two, Jason Tatum is the only three-time All-NBA player or more in the playoffs that is not a top two postseason scorer on his own team.
The real stat is the first one.
Correct, but they're actually both real.
Oh, wow.
I made up the three All-NBA, three-time All-NBA. He's also not leading. He's also third in scoring on the team.
Really, but, after Derek White and Jaylen Brown?
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
But it is not just a three-time All-NBA stat. I just made that part up. But they are both technically real, but you are correct. The first one is real. He's shooting below 40% in 31 playoff games in his career, and he is shooting above 50 in 22 of them. And, you know, third in scoring right now. He is not scoring at the same level of what you would expect Jason Tatum to do.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting, especially for a guy who I guess, you know, one of his craziest stats to me is that he has a record for most points in a game seven in NBA history.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. I know it really is.
Was that in a win?
Yes, against the 76ers last year.
Okay. Because I'm not in the finals. Well, speaking of scoring and the Celtics, I thought it'd be fun to give you the top 8 point leaders in Boston Celtics history.
History or playoff history?
History.
All right.
Top 8 point leaders in Boston Celtics history. I did 8 instead of 10 to keep it a little reasonable. And there was the last two guys. I was like, I don't think this is even be guessed. So right. You know every player on this top 8. So I think it's possible.
All right. So you got, of course, Larry Bird.
He is number 3.
You got Havlicek.
He is number 1 on the list.
You got, of course, Paul Pierce.
He's number 2. That is the top 3.
All right, you got Kevin McHale on the list. For sure.
Number 5.
All right, you got... This is where it gets a little hard. Is Bill Russell on there?
He's number 8.
Okay.
You have number 4, 6, and 7 left.
4, 6, and 7. Is Jason Tatum on the list already? I would say probably not.
No.
I just wanted to throw it out there.
He's not even top 10.
All right, yeah. He's going to eventually get there, but yeah. He didn't. Dave Cowens.
No. He's actually, really? I think, 10th or 11th, but he's not on the list.
Okay. Bob Cousy?
Yes, he is number 6.
I wasn't sure if he was dropping buckets in 1960s or not. So I just threw...
16,000 career points. 16,900, so really 17,000. You're just missing number 4 and number 7.
That's it. 2 I'm missing. Number 4... Oh, God, this can't be too hard, right? Are they pretty easy?
I would say number 4 is easier for you to guess probably than to number 7.
Okay. Is Robert Parrish on the list?
Yeah, he's number 4. That was the easier one.
And then number 7 on the... Is it DJ?
DJ who?
Dennis Johnson.
It's not DJ, but I don't know who DJ is.
Dennis Johnson.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
You currently have. I'll read them out, and I'll give you 2 more guesses
All right.
before I tell you. Number one is John Havlicek. Number two, Paul Pierce. Number three, Larry Bird. Number four, Robert Parrish. Number five, Kevin McHale. Number six, Bob Cousy. Number seven, and then number eight is Bill Russell.
All right. Is this someone I know?
Yeah, you would know the name, yes.
I would know the name. It's not like someone I've like watched.
No.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, I'll give you the years. Start there.
Is he that? What's his name? That announcer? I'm forgetting his name.
I don't think he. I don't know if he's an announcer.
Tommy Heinsohn or whatever.
He played from 1957 to 1969.
Was it Heinsohn?
One last guess. Tommy Heinsohn is not him.
All right.
He.
All right, man. I just give up. That's enough time.
His same initials as me. That's your last one.
Well, your initials are SJ. I do know that.
All right, Matt, didn't get it. I thought that helped. Sam Jones.
Sam Jones. Okay.
You know who Sam Jones is by name.
Yes, I do. Probably know Sam Jones by name.
Not the first one that would come to your mind.
No, it did not come to my mind at all, actually. Not even not the first one to come to my mind. It did not come to my mind.
Yeah. So that was good, though. That was 7 out of 8. Congratulations. All right.
Yeah, not too bad.
George, tell me what you think about the Celtics this year.
I'm pretty simple. I mean, you were texting about this, and I just think they're a little too uptight, and that's going to stop them from winning it all. Like, they're just a little uptight, and I think that's going to be their problem. They're not loose. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I want to like be careful with the whole saying that that's why they're not going to win it all, because there is a solid chance that they win it all. Okay, let's just say there's a chance they do. I think there's like a two part, which is the tightness of like a little too serious. Like Jaylen Brown's just too serious. Like crack a joke, crack a smile, like celebrated a nice shot. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like you're in the second round of the playoffs. And number two is, I think they have as a team, well, specifically Brown and Tatum, right? Those are the guys we're talking about, like the core. They have a little bit of like early 2010s LeBron, where it's just like, I know that we're really good and we keep getting close, but like, I feel like the nerves cracking at the wrong time. And LeBron had that issue. Like he had that for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's same. They're suffering from that same problem, right? Like they're like, we want to win a championship so bad that we're not going to even enjoy the process of winning a championship. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but I don't see them play with joy. And I think joy is important when you're playing sports, because it's supposed to be fun. It seems like to them, they have this burden of like, honestly, if they did win the championship this year, which I don't think they will, I think that would reverse, right? They finally got over that hump and they can have some joy. But right now they're just like so uptight, like, oh, I've got to win. And like Jaylen Brown yesterday saw his teammates That's celebrating. He was yelling at them and like, come back to the bench, you motherfuckers. Like, it's like, dude, enjoy the game. You can win. Like, just you got to kind of, basketball's joy. You see the teams have won championships in the past with the Warriors played with joy. I know the San Antonio Spurs, Manu, Parker, Tim Duncan, they played with joy. Teams played with joy tend to do a lot better.
I don't think the Spurs played with joy. There was never a smile by Duncan or Kawhi or anybody, but they didn't play tense. I think there's...
I mean, Manuel Ginobili was a fun-loving... Like, at least there was a guy out there.
He was a sixth man. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, we're talking about styles. Nobody would pinpoint the Spurs style as joy.
Sure. Right? Like, we'll disagree on that, but it's like okay.
The Spurs style, let me just get my point. It's okay. I'm just saying the Spurs style was like Pop is a cranky old man and Tim Duncan doesn't say a word like Jokic. Like even the Nuggets, Jokic is not at all. Neither is Jamal Murray. They're not considered joy of like a team, but they honestly just, they're not tense. Like I think there's two styles. There's like the, we're not tense and we're just grinding out work and doing this like to get to the mountaintop. And there's the joy of like the Warriors or maybe like those, that 2013 Heat, the 2013-14 Heat. But none of those teams won championships when they were in stress and agony. Like when the Heat were in 2012, the first 2010 was it, whatever, the first year, and it was, we're going to win all these championships. And then it started getting tense and we're not as good as we thought we were. That was the year they didn't win. And then the last year, as they started getting tense again, trying to three-peat, is when they didn't win. And I think the key point is, you don't have to, you know, be happy the whole time on the court. Not everyone's going to be the Warriors, but like, you just can't play tense and angry all the time. Like, I feel like it's a little bit of this Kobe influence. A lot of these guys want to be like Kobe, and it's like, you got to be you also, right? Like, not everyone's Kobe. I think that's kind of like a misconception that some players do these days too. It's like, I got to be like Kobe or like this guy.
No, totally. I totally agree there.
Yeah, I just think at the end of the day, you know, they got to find a way to play basketball the way they play in the regular season. I think that's the whole key. And I don't know if that would call that joy. I don't know if I'd call it excitement, but it's just not tense. And I guess that was my biggest thing here is when I watched this team. Is like, why can't you just play like you play in the regular season? Because if you do, they're the best team by far.
No, totally. Yep, they really were all regular season.
All right, is that all you got?
On my opinion, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was just telling you what my opinion was too. You got to go with the flow a little bit, bro. I'm saying my thoughts are that if they played like the regular season, they'd be a 10 times better team. It's somewhat similar to not being tense, but I just also think that you have it. There's specific teams like the Nuggets, for example. Mm-hmm. They don't play any different than the regular season.
No, it's the same team, and it's the same. Like, we also have to remember, like, I know they, first of all, it sounds like we're talking about a team who lost a game last night, and they are up 3-1 in the series. They are the best team in the East, but I don't know. Like, we've seen them go to the championship before. We've seen them go to the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times. Like, the problem is this will manifest itself at the end where you are at the point where, you know, you're in the NBA Finals, you're down 2-1, and you're tense, you're going to lose the series.
Yeah, and I think the reason we're talking about it like this is because of what you just said. We're talking about the team that we think is the best team in the East.
Right.
And I think they don't have competition in the East. And so go ahead.
No offense to the Knicks and Pacers, but no.
Yeah, they don't have a competition in the East. I mean, maybe they would have if the Bucks were healthy or if the Sixers or the Heat were healthy. But those three three teams I thought that can compete with them aren't healthy this year, right?
Right.
Miami didn't have Butler. I guess the Sixers got healthy at the end, but Embiid wasn't himself this entire year. Like, it's just, it wasn't that Sixers team. And the Bucks didn't have Giannis in the first round. So all those teams, we're really talking about this tense in this, like, be yourself thing, because where you can go to the other side of the bracket here, looking at the West, and you look at the Wolves and the Nuggets and the Mavericks and the Thunder. And I'm wondering, with how tense Boston gets, or like how overly serious, I might pick every team in the West that I just named over Boston in a series.
I will too, and a lot of people might think we're crazy for that because the Celtics did have the best record in the whole entire NBA, but I totally agree with you. I think that these teams are much better basketball teams right now, much more, as I said earlier, joyful teams than the Celtics. And plus, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the best player wins a series. I think Luka's would be a better number one than Tatum. I think that Anthony Edwards is better than Tatum. I think Nikola Jokic is better than Tatum. And that's where it stops. Shea and Tatum give me
They would beat the Thunder. Sorry. They would beat the Thunder, yeah, in the finals. Because the Thunder are like the young Celtics, right? That went to the finals a couple years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's a team that plays with joy. But if we're speaking of joy, they're a fun-loving bunch.
All those teams. I mean, the Wolves play with joy with Anthony Edwards, or at least some, like, they play with, like, fun passion, right? Like, fun anger. Same with, like, the Mavericks. Watching Kyrie and Luka, that's just that bad. That's, like, what you consider, like, jazz on a basketball court, the way they dribble and play and all that. So I just think at the end of the day, like, you know, as we're saying, play like you play in the regular season. Play with some looseness and some joy. Mm-hmm. I think it stems from coaching as well. We've seen it in the past, but Joe Mazzulla also seems tight sometimes. Like, he's like a tight personality. I think this team right now, if they had like a Brad Stevens that was more like just chill, I think it'd actually even be better, which is hard to be better than a 64 win team. But I think you said this, George, earlier. This is one thing that I want to touch on is if this team wins this one, though, like if they get over the hump, they have a chance to be a team that wins a couple in the next 5-6 years.
I totally agree there.
Yeah, so they're starting something special.
Yeah, if they win one. They have to get over that hump first.
Yeah, they got to get over the hump. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. As always, this is the Hoops on Tap channel. If you want to see our NFL page, it's the Sports on Tap, and it's in the link in the description on the podcast or on YouTube. You can find those links in the description for all our channels, including the NFL, like I said, or our channels or our Seattle stuff. So check out the links in the description to find all the things in the Sports on Tap network. And I'm the little brother, Sammy, and as always, is my older brother, George, with me. And we'll be back in 2 days after this one. Mm-hmm. And please like and subscribe and show us love. And you know what we like to say, George.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.